Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran has threatened to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. However, they are now rethinking that statement. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table with great insight into what is happening.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
They're serious about this situation, and from their military operations in Syria, they are ready to try to do what they promised, wipe Israel off the face of the earth, it seems like to me.
They are, Jimmy, but as I have argued, I think the Israelis have exercised strategic deterrence here. And I think what we're witnessing is extraordinary. We're going to know whether Israel succeeds in deterring Iran or whether it doesn't succeed in deterring Iran. I happen to believe that the Iranians are going to respond to the Israeli airstrikes in Syria. They hit over 50 targets, you know, in the early morning hours, and all of those targets were where the Iranian Revolutionary Guards had set up shop, set up missile launchers and had bases. They were training Hezbollah, and Israel hit all of those targets with apparent impunity. They didn't lose a single aircraft. Syrian air defenses went on alert, we're told, launched missiles against the Israeli Air Force fighter planes, but none of them hit. Israel showed it can do whatever it wants. It dominates the skies of Syria. The Iranians can do nothing. This is very important to the Iranian mindset. They have just been shown a second time by Israel that Israel is far more powerful than Iran is. The first time, remember, was when the Israeli Mossad got the entire Iranian atomic archive out of Tehran. I mean, they went into the most secret location in all of Iran and acquired the most sensitive documents that had been locked up there. These two cases, I believe, have created strategic deterrence. I think the Iranian regime is spooked. I think they are afraid. And while they may launch some retaliatory attacks against Israel, my guess is that they are cowering, not getting ready to attack.
Ken Timmerman with his insight into the Iranian threat to Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Bible prophecy calls for Iran to join a coalition of nations with an endeavor to try to wipe Israel off the map. Iran's recent conflict with Israel saw some 50 Iranian military sites in Syria destroyed. Now, the Iranian military is reconsidering how to deal with the Jewish state. However, Bible prophecy calls for Iran to join the Islamic coalition to destroy Israel. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5, and Daniel 11, verse 24. These prophecies are absolute. Iran will attack Israel to destroy the Jewish state. And it will be sooner rather than later. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...